I have now returned to my calm state to finish this discussion about Jim Comey's motion filed yesterday, alleging unassailable objective facts that he is being subject to a vindictive prosecution. To succeed on a claim of vindictive prosecution, to defeat a criminal charge, you have to prove that it was basically personal beef and that you wouldn't
I want to get you.
Yeah. And that you wouldn't have been charged but for that personal beef. Here are the facts. Two different federal districts, the Western District of Virginia and the Eastern District of Virginia, pursued investigations. So did Special Counsel Durham during Biden's presidency. All of these career prosecutors in both the Eastern and the Western District of Virginia said there's nothing here. The two prosecutors in the Western District of Virginia ended up resigning. Two prosecutors in the Eastern District of Virginia ended up resigning or being fired. He then picked his insurance lawyer to install as a U.S. attorney, which, by the way, such installation is illegal. There's some federal code about that. That's a whole nother thing. But then she and she alone presented this to a grand jury within days of her being placed into the acting or interim role. The jury, grand jury, no-billed one count. She alone signed the indictment. And now let's listen to Donald Trump attack Jim Comey.
Comey and all this, you know, sleazebags.
Comey lied to everybody.
Brennan.
We fired Comey, that fraud.
That phony, crooked Comey.
Comey should hang his head in disgrace.
Comey is a dirty cop.
Comey is a corrupt person.
One of the best things is firing James Comey's ass out of there.
He's a leaker.
Comey, who's the worst?
They lied to Congress many times. You know, Comey and all those guys.
Comey lies and leaks. He's a liar and he's a leaker. Is this guy being looked at? But we're going to straighten it out.
A guy like Comey, who's a sick man. I mean, Comey's a sick man. The one person I did a very good thing in firing was the dirty cop Comey. There's something wrong with him. But it's all coming out, and I love to watch it step by step, day by day.
Comey's a liar and a leaker. I did you a great favor when I fired this guy.
And it goes on and on and on. To my conservatives that are listening, they're like, what about this? What he got charged for? Career prosecutors handpicked by Trump refused to indict him for. Why? Because lawyers lose their licenses when they do stuff like this. And he picked a know-nothing, never prosecuted a criminal case in her life insurance lawyer. And by the way, her presentation to the grand jury was so confusing that the judge had to try to figure it out. It was a mess. And I just want to say this. Once a defendant provides direct evidence of an improper motive, and we just heard some of that direct evidence, okay? That beef, that personal motive, can be presumed if the circumstances show a, quote, realistic likelihood of vindictiveness. And when that happens, the burden shifts to the government to present objective evidence justifying its conduct. Jim Comey is going to get to depose those former federal prosecutors, is he not, Jim Santel?
You know, probably discovery, you bet, that kind of thing. Judge Michael Nachmanoff, who is the presiding judge here, obviously going to give both parties but a great leave, but obviously wants to explore this, to your good point, Maggie, because here's another little factoid inside all this. There is so much, could have gone on obviously for 20 minutes, that the judge extended the page limit to incorporate all of these things that show vindictiveness so that he's got a complete record on it. That's a judge who wants to know everything, and he's got it now. And again, this burden shifting, what is the government going to say? The president never said these things? What is the response to this? There is none. And so once again, we go back to this fundamental notion. In an extraordinary motion under normal circumstances could well be granted here. Maybe it goes up to the Court of Appeals. A great record, Judge Nachmanoff will develop. And a court of appeals could very well, from this record, affirm that. This case may go away, again, before it's even going to trial, but on this basis of vindictive prosecution, the president himself set up the demise of the very prosecution he was advocating for. That's the history of this in our nation in 2025.
I mean, nobody can dispute that the president has, quote, genuine animus toward the defendant. It's all he does is foam at the mouth about this guy. And here's the thing, the due process clause of our Constitution, its entire purpose is to prevent government officials from abusing their power to target their political enemies. That is legitimately why it was created. It's not due process for due process's sake, but it was created so that a king, you know, the place that we left in good old merry old England with kings, they would train the power of the monarchy on people they didn't like and lock them up in the Tower of London. Kings beheaded people in France for years. Our founding fathers saw the horrors of the divine right of monarchs for centuries. This was the point of due process. And I'm going to quote very briefly. The United States attorney is the representative not of an ordinary party to a controversy, but as of a sovereignty whose obligation is to govern impartially. Its obligation to govern at all is tied to governing impartially, and whose interest, therefore, in a criminal prosecution is not that it shall win its case, but that justice shall be done. Thank you, Jim Santel, Warrior for Justice. Every Saturday from 9 to 11, you can find his show, Amicus, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. We discuss the MacArthur Grant winner out of the UW-Madison next.